Praise the Lord. Sir, me thank you for that ministration. I believe God has blessed us already. Are we happy to be in church this morning? You know, I'm not hearing everybody. Are you happy to be in church this morning? I need you to remember that the Bible says in the presence of God there is fullness of joy. And as you want it, you receive it. If you say to yourself, I will receive joy, you will receive joy. I will receive grace, you will receive grace. So I just want to thank you, the Red Cross Society of Nigeria and the world, for coming to having your thanksgiving here this morning. We so very much appreciate you. Thank you for coming. Like you, we wish we can see you every Sunday, but I know you have your various churches and they will not release you. But we have faith. Do we not have faith? If you are not talking. We don't have faith. I know they won't release you because I know some pastor, but I have faith. And we have faith. Brother, we do. We have faith, have we? Praise the Lord. Can we put our hands together for them, please? We thank you for coming. We appreciate you. And it's a wonderful work that Red Cross is doing all over the world. You know, when the war in Ukraine began, and I looked at what Red Cross, I said, these people, they will just go, they will just enter. They will just enter. When I saw what the Red Cross, what they were doing in Ukraine, you know, in life, when we get to heaven, there will be surprises in heaven. May we have pleasant surprises in the name of Jesus, because our works will be rewarded. I believe so strongly that your works will be rewarded by God in the name of Jesus. You will never lose your reward. It is not as much as what you receive here is what we receive there. Because we are talking about receiving through eternity. That makes sense. That makes sense, Abi. It makes sense of good sense. It makes good sense. Praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you. We bless you. Father, can we ever thank you enough? Few months ago, we began January. We are in May already, 2023. What a wonderful God you are. You kept us through January, kept us through February, March, April. This is May. And we know that you are faithful to keep keeping us. We bless you, Lord our God. Father, this morning, please speak to us, O God, that everybody will be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For the month of May, and I want to thank the medical team for the warming us. I've never thought of it before. I'm telling you. Maybe that's the reason why I cannot eat. Maybe. I think I've not been eating well. When he said it, I was thinking, I've been eating well. Maybe it's the woman, you know. I can't wait. So my wife can do my job. Praise the Lord. You know, it's so good and wonderful for people to be in the church and everybody does what God has anointed them to do. And there's a platform for everybody to express their God-given talents. God is faithful. And we thank God for his mercies. For the month of May, we are looking at the theme, the value of wisdom. That's what we are looking at throughout the month of May, the value of wisdom. Media, can you please project the value of wisdom? You see, honestly speaking, so many things that God had packaged for us to succeed in life. In fact, believer, anybody, humanity. Wisdom is very major. As in very, very major. In fact, without wisdom, you can't get much done in life. In fact, a man will be achieving at a very low potential. And sometimes people don't even know. At a very, very low potential or low capacity.
Just imagine that you can deliver the 100 and you are delivering at 10. It's in the delivery. If you don't understand that 90 is missing. And that's why, and I will tell you the reason why you will know that it's missing. There is something inside you that will be telling you that you are more than this. Something is missing. Yes, something will be telling you that you are more than this within you. That means you are not delivering to full capacity. And that's why it's telling you. When you now see someone that is doing something, you are most likely going to be looking at it. Some people, they look at it from a negative perspective. They become jealous. It's part of it. But when you are jealous, help yourself. Most of people, when they become jealous, now they start saying whatever they are not supposed to say. Some people are jealous. Sometimes I look at some people, I tell my wife, I say, I'm jealous of that man. And that's the truth. I am jealous. But am I jealous and looking at turning it to a positive energy? That's the story. Praise the Lord. Wisdom makes us to deliver. And there's so much for us to learn about wisdom. Now, my intro. Wisdom can be said to be the bedrock of success in any endeavor in life. When wisdom is missing, foolishness is definitely present. You got to pick one. With failure as the end result. When foolishness shows up, you know what happened. Foolishness becomes pregnant, is give birth to failure. Wisdom is the foundation for everything we seek to acquire that is good in life. It's the foundation. Everything that we seek to acquire that is good in life, wisdom is the foundation. We need wisdom to submit our life to Christ. We need wisdom to build a nation. I don't have to tell you where we are as a nation. The leadership lack wisdom. I'll be honest with you. And just imagine, think about it. Since we got independence in 1960, the question is, we are still mentioning the name of men of those days as high achievers. You cannot but mention Awolowo. Since then, have we not been able to find another person? Over the years since independence, think about it. Just think about it. In fact, I heard that the Queen of England said Awolowo is capable of ruling Great Britain in those days. Now, when you look at Africa in general, we still talk about Mandela. Think about it. The whole of Africa, you still mention the name Mandela. Think about it. We still talk about Awolowo till tomorrow. And over the years, we've not been able to find anyone that matches that level. You need wisdom to build a nation. And I hope after May 29, we'll see the display of wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Because when foolishness is at play, everybody suffers for it. We saw the killings, everything. Everybody suffers for it. Look at our economy. Look at dollar to naira. Look at the inflation. Nobody has to tell you. Look at the budget of this year, $20 trillion. We only have $10 trillion. We're going to borrow $11 trillion. They've been borrowing money to pay salary for the past 6 years. Many people don't know. Government has been borrowing money to pay salary for 6 years. Anyway, that's not my job today. Just to tell us, but we have a beautiful country, yes or no? Do we have a beautiful country? Do we have people? Nigerians have people. People there for this country and all over the world. Nigeria must shine, except in their country. It will change. I say it will change. And in fact, in this month of May, it will change in the name of Jesus. Yeah, God did not give us to talk about wisdom for nothing. May 29 is coming. It will change in this month of May. We need wisdom to the display of wisdom to be useful to God and humanity. That's what we are talking about. The man began when? 18 what? And he's in 200 countries all over the world. What about if he did not start? Now, we need wisdom. We need act of wisdom to be parents that our children we want to emulate. Act of wisdom. Of course, decision making, they see you every day. That our children wants to emulate. It's not as much as I tell my children, do they know? No, say, look at our life. Yeah, act of wisdom. Actions speak louder than anything. Act of wisdom. Now our children say, I want to be like my dad. I used to think, my daughter must be wishing to marry somebody like her daddy. So daddy must behave wisely. Looking at my sons, actually, they want to marry somebody like their mom. Yeah, it's part of it. Just imagine, you have children that they grew up with you. They don't want to emulate parents. It doesn't make sense. And it happened in the process of time. It's not what happened in one day. Process, act of wisdom for our children to want to emulate us in life. You know what I used to tell our children? I said, what did you see me do that you did not like? I said, daddy, no, nothing. Hello? 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 Be careful. We need the embrace of wisdom to be children. Children, listen to me. That parents will be proud of. You need wisdom, children, for your parents to be proud of you. You must embrace wisdom. Peer pressure, naughtiness. Parents will not be proud of you. Because no matter how long you stay with us, you got to be independent someday. Some of us, they got independence very early. Some of us. Abby? Very early. Either I don't care how long you stay with your parents. Someday you will do what? You will get independence. And let me tell you, parents, you know what we do? We hold our children independence and trust for them. That's what we do as parents. And we deliver it to them as they grow in trust. And that's why. Okay, some of our children now, which instruction will you be giving them now? It's late. Go right, which right? Go left, which left? It's late. Praise the Lord. We need wisdom to study and pass exam. Wisdom is required for healthy relationships. All relationships in life, you need wisdom. Husband, wife, friend, mom, anybody, neighbor, you need wisdom. You know why you need wisdom? There is no relationship in life that you will not have issues. Because we are human beings. And it's the way you handle it. And that is why in life, we do not demand respect, we earn it. And relationship will be tested. If wisdom is lacking, you know what you will do? Why do share big time? I keep asking myself a question. It takes two to fight. If somebody is not fighting, there will not be a fight. It takes wisdom. Just imagine, just think about why must I be quarreling with people? Does it make sense? Does it make sense? I said there is no point in argument. We can only have conversation. You know conversation? I listen to you. If you are talking, I don't listen to you, most likely we are going to be arguing. Because you'll be talking, I'll be talking, you'll be talking, I'll be talking, you'll be talking. Doesn't make sense. So we won't hear ourselves. Maybe you are making a good point, maybe I'm making a good point. Doesn't make sense. Wisdom is missing. You know, when wisdom is present, I listen to you. So you will finish. What happened when you finish? Will you not listen to me? Wisdom is present. We all are expected to have conversations. Praise the Lord. Forget it. Don't talk me. He's the one that did so. He's the one that offended me. I say, yes, you must be offended. That's why the Bible says you must forgive. God understands that people must offend you. And you know what? Jesus Christ took it to the next level. So how many times should I forgive? You know, if you say it in 10 years, I will understand. Peter said to Jesus, he said 70 times, 70 times, inside one day. I don't even think the devil can offend you 490 times in a day. So you forgive. Wisdom is a must to make the right choices in life. Are we in church this morning? Now let me tell you something. You will not believe this, oh. The wisdom we are talking about, and I will ask you, think about it. How many of us are pursuing wisdom? How many of us? And I will tell you the reason why wisdom is what makes you exist. But like every virtue in life, he that seeketh findeth. He that seeketh findeth. So this morning I'm going to be speaking on wisdom through prayer. If you are sitting down, you are holding your head like this, I would think you are not in church. You have just come and play. You are not writing anything, you are not doing anything. Don't be telling me that business is not selling. When you are not writing anything, they are talking about wisdom. You are not just sitting anyhow. I'm not saying it. I'm not looking at anybody, but everybody knows themselves. Wisdom through prayers. I can assure you this morning, and you will understand why there is something that God cannot turn his back to. When men ask him, it doesn't matter. Even if you are not his child, if you are, who is not a creature of God? People that don't know God yet, they don't know him yet. Just think about it. Let's say when I was doing whatever I like and God didn't give me, let's say I asked God for, you didn't give me wisdom. And suddenly somebody get born again at the age of 50 and God did not give you wisdom from the age of 50. And after 50, God wants to use me. But there's no wisdom over time now. That's it. So anybody that cares to ask for wisdom, God gives. That's why the greatest of inventors in the world may not even be children of God. But they ask God for it. They believe God for it. But the other side of it is God can give you something and you will become proud. No problem. God is not in a hurry to do anything to you because your maximum, you send 120 years, you are coming back to him. A day before God is like 1,000 years, so it doesn't make any sense. It's like you go and you come back, you go and deliver what you've done with everything he has given to you. So God is not struggling with us. He's not in a hurry. Praise the Lord. Now, wisdom through prayers. Psalm 65 verse 2 says, he said, "Oh, you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come." One translation says, "Unto him that answereth prayers shall all flesh come." So God hear and answer prayer. But prayer of wisdom is something that I can assure you God answers speedily. The prayer of wisdom. But I want to ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. How many of us pray for wisdom when we want to take decision? In fact, some people have not prayed for wisdom this year. Think about it. And you've taken decisions this year. Some people have not prayed for wisdom for once this year. And the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on unto your own understanding in all your ways, and it will direct your path. Wisdom. Some people, you are looking at me. Have you prayed for wisdom one time this year? With all the decisions that you have taken. If you want to fight your husband, ask God for wisdom to fight. He will tell you what to do. Abi, wisdom to fight your husband. Wisdom to fight your wife. You know, if you go to God to ask the right things, our life will be different. When we want to do what we like, we put God aside. God does not matter. Never. You are angry with your wife, you are angry with your husband, you are angry with somebody. Why don't you take it to the Lord in prayer? And tell God, God, I am angry. And God will do something about your anger. How many people answer the question inside his objective? OBJ. And we'll mark it after the service. Just submit to ushers. How many of you have asked for wisdom this year? Don't answer. Answer it in your mind. Submit to me, Baba Jide, after the service. We'll mark and give you the result next time. It will be conclusive. So, people, you will not believe it that some people have never asked God for wisdom this year. And look at how many decisions you have taken. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, any of you, let him ask God, who gives to all, everybody that asks God for wisdom, God must give, and I will tell you the reason. In fact, the money that you are asking for is only because you are not asking for the right thing. He said, God will give to all that ask, and as in all, and there is a reason for it. Without reproach, and it will be given to him. Let me read from Amplified Version. If any of you lack wisdom to guide them through a decision or circumstance, you want to take a decision, is to ask of our benevolent God, who gives to everyone generously. And without rebuke or blame, and it will be given to him. Nothing is a blank check. You only have to ask for the asking. You will get for the asking. You don't have to beg. You only have to ask. You don't have to plead for wisdom. You only have to ask. Because you know what? You want to take a decision. Why must God give you wisdom? Genesis 1:26. He said, as a man, be fruitful, multiply. He gave you an assignment and gave you a job on this side of eternity. If he gives you a job and he does not equip you to accomplish your task, he must equip you. That is why he gives wisdom. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord. You have found a wife, you have found a husband, but you need wisdom to deal in your home. What are you going to do? You ask God. Children are the heritage of the Lord, but you are the fruit of the womb, it is the world. And your children are misbehaving. How do you do? You ask God for wisdom. I've shared this testimony here one day. One day I got home. In those days, it's a long time ago, in those days, and my wife said to me, you know what happened? The wisdom is, anybody that does anything, no story, you can't tell, don't tell daddy. No, you go and even say it. Will my wife listen to you? What is it? Don't tell daddy. Do you even have the boldness to go and be asking her to do not tell daddy? They don't have that boldness to go and approach her. Which approach? Don't know my wife. Don't tell daddy. Anyway, so I got home. We used to use candle in those days. One of our sons, there was this book in a suitcase. He carried candle there and put it under one of the books. Inside the suitcase. You know what happened? Fire. In fact, they struggled. Okay. They tried to put up the fire and do everything. So immediately I came. My wife told me. Huh? I said, Holy Spirit, this is not beat. I don't want to beat anybody tonight. Holy Spirit, what am I going to do, Holy Spirit? I was saying, if I was angry, but I said, Holy Spirit, what am I going to do? I needed to do something that I will never forget in his life. I was looking for a punishment that he will never in his life forget. And I got an idea. So I called a friend. I said, you go and wait for me somewhere. And I told my son, I said, pack all your luggages, everything you have in this house. I said, tonight you are going to rent a house. You are going out of this house tonight. He said, daddy, I said, wait, daddy. If this house had burned down, what are we going to be doing? We'll be looking for where we all live. So I need you to have the experience. Say, daddy, please. I said, there's no place in this world. No place. It has passed the level of please. So I pack everything. They pack everything. In fact, I've seen everything. Everything inside my boat. Lock the thing. Around 7 o'clock plus, I drove him to Sabo. Inside the slum, Asabo, I drove him there. Somebody was waiting for me. So when we got there, we were crossing something. I said, yeah, this is where you will be living now. He said, that dear job. I said, no. He said, that place. I said, no. Muni, listen. Ibe, one of your best young men, Obe, one of your people here live. He said, I know. I said, no. Children, you don't know anything. You don't have strategy. You will deal with yourself. So we look one hut. I said, that's where you believe in. When he began crying, it was a cry that even me myself, I was feeling the cry, but I was holding my emotion. I said, there's no mommy's food again, no. So that is where they said, Furade, no. They said, I was mentioning the name, the food that he has never had before. Said, there's two, Furade, no. There's no rice again. There's no this one. I said, when you wake up in the morning, you will come this way. This way you enter transport to school. Say, daddy. I said, no, daddy. He was begging life. He begged. He was, in fact, the kind of cry he was crying. It's going to affect, it affected my emotion, but I held my emotion strong. Very strong. I did it for almost 1.5 hours. And I was telling him all the bad things. I said, there's no mommy's food again. There's no, once in a while, you'll be coming to greet us. When you are not leaving, you'll be coming to greet us. You'll come. So, when some people are begging me, somebody that I planned came to be begging me. I planned the whole thing, the whole drama. They were begging me, please, so he won't do it again. Can you come? Can you come? I was saying, no. Can you come? So, he was agonizing. He cried. I said, okay. So, they begged me, and I agreed. And I took him back home. Now, know what happened? When we got home, the brother and the sister thought it was for real. When he got back home, there was a reunion as if they've not seen him in a long time. And that was it. That was it. Praise the Lord. I said, God, I need the wisdom tonight. Hello? Hello? Children, you don't have wisdom. I said, I pray, Holy Spirit, I need wisdom. He said, if you ask, God will do what? God will give you. One day my son was saying to me, okay, they came home. Maybe I've shared this story before. Think about it. He said, he applied for a course. They didn't give him admission. So he wanted to apply for the same course the next year. And he was hell-bent. He said, first choice, I will pick it. Second choice, I will pick it. Okay, they didn't give you the course last year. Said, daddy, no. They will give me now. I didn't say anything. This case is not false. There's no force. At a state, there's no force. I said, no problem. And I was believing God. I said, hey, mommy. I said, daddy, what is it? I said, if you have two things, Two things. You pick one. Will you not give me the second one? I said, of course, I will give you. He said, you pick the first choice, give me the second choice. So we agreed. He picked the first choice, the course he was talking about. I picked the second choice, the course I thought he would get a job after his, after school. He didn't pick him for the first choice. I said, he wanted to pick the same thing, the same thing. I said, there is the wisdom of father. I will use the freedom of father for you. So he did the other course. They gave him admission. After he finished, he got a job. He said, and that if I have done that first course, I wouldn't have gotten a job. Money I know before. You don't be telling me. Wisdom deliver you from struggles. Even with your children, why must you be the enemy of your children when you are a wise person? Shouting on who, on top of what? No. Favor is there. Myself and favor. A few days ago. How much are you earning? Okay, how much have you saved? No problem. I said, give me your account. How much are you spending every day? We wrote it. Maybe three, this one, that one. I wrote it until you finish your service. How much you will save? Because I told her, it was when I was doing my UCO that I bought my first car. Financial. You see, there's a difference between you have gone to school and you understand how to manage money. Wisdom. So I sat her down. You will see her eyes that she doesn't want to listen. I saw. Olagidi mami. But you know what? Toba lagidi, toba ni daddy. Daddy gone father. Agidi. Oma lagidi baba. Wani baba. Oma lagidi chon wani baba. Wani father. And baba is a father. I've been there before. I sat her down. May. What's your expenditure? June. What's July? Hear this story. Hear me. She told me a particular amount that she will need to spend 12 May. I didn't say anything. I wrote it down. We did everything. I called her last night. We put the thing down on May 3rd. I called her last night. I said, okay, the amount you said you will spend in May, she has spent 50% of it. On May 6th. On the 6th of May, she has spent 50%. You know what I was saying? When I was telling her, I said, no, daddy, I know what I'm talking about. Mama is like, oh, I said, Mama, come on, go to so. I'll be kidding tomorrow, yeah? Kidding tomorrow, saying, daddy, I know what I'm talking about. What's the meaning of that one? Go and relax. You don't know this level. I said, no, boy, I don't know this level. But no problem. I asked her last time, I said, bring the thing we wrote so that we can review 3 days or 4 days. She has spent 50% of the money that she wants to spend until the end of May. On 6th of May, she has spent 50%. Favor. Almost. Children. You don't know. So I said, go and bring the book. We will do review. We will start review. Now, praise the Lord. Look at me. Praise the Lord. Is that not wisdom? Say yes. Say, is that not wisdom? Now, in tomorrow, when I start chopping, picking chop, did I not work for it? Did I not work for it? The wisdom is I'm working for tomorrow. Hello? Are you in church this morning? Are you in church this morning? Be in church. All the trouble, I like to do it together. We do it together. Immediately I woke up, I told her mommy, I said, see, she has finished 20-50%. When I get home now, we'll sit down again. We do review. Konigbo, kifegbo, monfegbo. I said, no problem, you don't have to hear. Your foolishness and stupidity, I will reveal it to yourself. I'm thinking, no problem. When I was serving in Lagos, I bought my car. I saved and I bought a car. And when I bought the car, I didn't buy the car because I wanted to ride the car. I bought the car because I wanted to do business. I came to Ibadan to repair the car for I don't know how many years. 3 days, Sophie Deban and Ateko, the set of my car. Don't worry about that one. Leave it. I bought it. That's half of the story. Half of the story. Let go. Hello? Why are you laughing at me? Why? Tell me why you are laughing at me. Tell me. Now, listen. So, Don't worry. Don't understand. I bought the car for, I paid a deposit of 4,005. When I finished my vehicle, I saved that much money. But I didn't have the balance for the car. And somebody gave the 4-4 to a church. So they parked the car inside in front of the church. I didn't have enough money. I came to do runs in Ibadan. So by the time I got back to Lagos, that day, the town council or all this local government, they have come, they collected my car and take it to dump yard. But I was fortunate it was the same day. But they said I will clear it the way they clear car from the ports. I didn't know that when they take car in dump yard in Lagos, you will clear. I was collecting paper. I said, that is my car. I said, no. He says, you center that place. You have to clear it. So I cleared the thing and cleared inside the, all this way, something, which one concerns me, is my car. So we push the thing out. On our way to Ibadan, 3 days, over the Ibadan. three days. look, most struggle. Boya lemon. Yes. So when I repaired the car, it was a 404. I said I was going to turn it into a Mercedes-Benz. I did Mercedes-Benz seat, I did everything. I painted it gold and everything. When I finished, I took the car to Lagos to go and do kabu. So I was telling her the story. I said, this daddy you see today, daddy has a background. So I have to be able to help you to understand. So the savings that... So we must have wisdom to help our children. Don't give your children everything they ask for. I'm telling you, see flavor. She collect pocket money. She wanted another phone. I said, no problem. Save to buy another phone. When you buy phone yourself, you will keep it. And there's some phone I don't buy for. How can you buy phone for you to do a loan? When you can work? No. Let me tell you something. When the training is adequate, you'll be shocked at what your children can become. I don't have to be talking to you. You will be shocked when what they can become. You can be sure what they can manage in life. When you remove all the excesses. Because let me tell you something. That's the way God trained us. When people get things for free, they don't understand how to work for it. When you don't teach them how to work for it in future, they think in their mind, they think it has to come free. And they don't understand, you must deny them. It is a job. They must live below their means. Wisdom. His favor today. So, says this favor. His favor today. I gave her a job in the house. I gave her a job. I said, if you do this thing, I will pay you this money at the end of the month. It's business, Abby. It's business. She will not do the right thing. She wants me to pay. I said, no, you know they work. This is not father-daughter issue. This is strictly business. What I told her to do, I know I will still be giving her a brief. I said, no problem. See, this is father-daughter business. And I used to tell her, when you are married, your mother-in-law, your this one, you can't be doing this. I've painted picture enough. There anybody that enter marriage that didn't do well in marriage, they need deliverance. So the money that she work, I pay her. The money that she know, I don't work, I don't pay. And there's no begging. Hello? Hello? People say, well, if you need wisdom, ask God. You need wisdom to train children. To turn your children to be champions in life, you need wisdom. May I ask you this question? If we have such a very serious job to do with children, see, three of them have gone. When we are, Favor and flavor, but today, lady, lemon. No problem. Emma, good morning, sir. Good afternoon, sir. It's only a sir, Belumo. Now, listen, when there are five of us, myself, my wife, I told my wife, I said, I can't do three at the same time. It's going to be too much. I said, hold this girl for me. Hey, wife, I said, hold that for me. I said, let me finish with these boys because energy ain't a budget. Who are you doing? These boys. I want to go and play basketball. I want to go and do something. I want to go and do something. I want to go and do something. I told Ayobami when he was traveling. I said, don't do send off. There's something I did not tell him. Do you know what? He planned send off in this church. Planned send off for him. He did send off. I said, what are you saying? What are you sending off to? You are going to school. You are doing send off. Are you not coming back to Nigeria again? He did send off. And I heard and I didn't say anything. I just woke up. I said, Ayobami, how are you? He said, fine, daddy. I said, you did send off. He said, yes. I said, no problem. I said, start fasting. So we began a fast together. Since I want to fast before, he will join me in fast. He understands how not to do send off. When I tell him not to do send off, there's no problem. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Wisdom to train our children. I told them, you can't be living at my level. You live at your level. I will make you live at your level. So that you can aspire to come to our... If you start at my level now, you start at my level now. So anything that goes down, you'll be thinking something is wrong somewhere. Hello? Hello? What did God say in the Bible? He who lacks... No, answer me. He who lacks should do what? Now, you need wisdom in every aspect of your life. Aspect of life, we need wisdom. And when wisdom is not displayed, the result can be very, very obvious in life. And wisdom is not force. Wisdom is not beating. Wisdom is not everything. Wisdom is the adequate analysis of situation, and you know what to do and what not to do. God said, when you ask him, he will give you wisdom. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Any parent here, you are doing a business and your children are on holiday, they are not following you to work, you are not helping them. If that is where they eat, they must know what it is that you are doing. When they wake up in the morning, they must wash my car. I tell them, who drives the car? I'm the driver. That's the way I interpreted it. The driver, huh? Don't you know the driver is supposed to collect salary? I said, let's look at it as a business. Okay, I am the driver. Who fuel the car? I am the one. I beg you. I'm doing everything. They sit at the back. One boy, Sarah, and Bategu Sarah, I'm up to Tiwa. Now, Emma Bo, one boy, they are doing everything. Is it not the least to contribute to it that they should wash it? That's their least contribution. When your children learn to contribute, no matter whatever little, it is wisdom. God is faithful. God is kind. God is excellent. God is marvelous. Now look at it. All this kind of job that we have to do. Just please paint the picture for me. Should I have time to be fighting my wife? Even these people, they need time. There's no time. There's no opportunity to fight. The next generation need my attention. So also they need your attention. So you will find out that wisdom is truly what God has to give us to live and for the asking. This morning, my brother, my sister, let me tell you something. If you've not been asking God for wisdom, no matter the situation, I want you to start today. In fact, if you don't ask God, God will not give you. But that means you know what to do. And when you are looking at a trajectory, you don't like it, you must ask God for wisdom. Do you know how many of our daughters, how many of our sons, they are not in Nigeria? Daddy, I say, yes, Omo. Yeah, am I? Daddy, I have this problem. I say, no problem, tell me. I'll be laughing. You know, Oyinbo, when the policeman stop you abroad, they'll be saying, sir, 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 until you pay your fine. Sorry, sir. How are you, sir? How's everything, sir? They'll make you feel good. I say, Daddy, say, this one. When they are talking to me, I've seen their photo, I won't say anything. Nothing. I won't say anything. So when I finish, I say, have you finished? I finished. I say, okay, why don't you think about this? 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 And most of the time, do you know what happened? Problem gets solved. Wisdom. Even to counsel. Remember, they said, Ahithophel had the spirit of counsel. You need wisdom to talk to people. Your children, you need wisdom to talk to them. Appropriately. At every point in time in life. You need wisdom to advise them. Advice. Of course, not every advice you give, they will take. Oh, yes or no? Don't you have the experience? They will not take it. But you represent. I will gather more points. And I represent. I represent. Over time, when must I fight you? You are independent. What's your... I say, now you are 20-something, you can do whatever. You said, no, it's not like that. I say, it's not like that. It's not like... What are you doing? May the Lord bless us. May his face shine upon our lives. In the name of Jesus. Look. Somebody, I was talking with somebody, I said, we have staff that have been with us for 25 years, 23 years, 20 years. He said, they don't. I said, no. It's about wisdom. How did they stay for that long? It's about wisdom. A few days ago, I was somewhere with three of my staff. And I was talking. One of my staff said, he said, when I was growing up, my father had two wives. And I thought that was a norm. He had three wives. And I was thinking of having two. So I won't do three. He said, but when I began to work with you, that was when I saw that you don't have to have two wives. When we display wisdom as children of God, naturally people want to emulate us. When we display wisdom as husband, you are not going to be asking your wife to respect you. When you display wisdom as a wife, you're not going to be asking your husband to love you. When you display wisdom as a, not as a boss, as a leader, the difference between a boss and a leader. You might be a boss that you employ, you have to turn to become a leader. When a leader is interested in their lives, when you're interested in their life and their welfare, you know what happened? They will trust you. That's why the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. I want you to, this morning, you know what I want you to do this morning? Can you ask God, let me tell you something, please, wait a minute before we pray. And I want you to believe God. But let me tell you something, there's no hopeless situation with God. But if you don't ask God, the situation can become hopeless. Because you are the one to solve the problem, not God to solve it for you. Every problem in life that you have, it is not angel that will come and solve it, you are the one to solve it. So, when you want to solve the problem, you need an approach. Now, so the approach you want to use to solve the problem, that's where wisdom comes in. If you don't solve the problem today, the problem will aggravate tomorrow. If you don't solve it tomorrow, it's not going anywhere, except you solve it. Don't forget, it is your personal problem. If you have a business problem, you have a financial problem, you have to solve it. But God, in his mercies, reserved the right of wisdom that when we ask him, he will give us. And he said he will give without condemnation. So this morning, can you begin to ask for wisdom in whatever area of life? So he who lack wisdom. And you can mention the area. Oh, I'm yet to succeed in this area. I've not been doing well in this area. God, I need wisdom. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let me read the scripture to you as I close, and I want you to listen to it. Proverbs chapter 8. Please listen to it. Wisdom is too important. In fact, the older you get, the more wisdom you must have. The older you get, the more wisdom you must possess. Just imagine, someday, by the grace of God, whatever, maybe you have children, maybe you are married, whatever, you have in-laws, yes or no? Now, you have, your daughters will have husband, your sons will have wife. Don't you need wisdom? Then you become a grandparent. Don't you need wisdom? Like I said to the church, my son said, Daddy, my children, I'll bring them to you. I said, very good, and I will spoil them for you. Say, Daddy, it's not fair. I say, it's fair. I will spoil your children for you. Number one, you think I still have the energy I have when I was training you. Then number two, she want to get my bad life. No problem. Now, I said number two, if I do not spoil your children, they will not want to come back. So when you come to me, I will give them everything, everything. So they want to go to grandpa. So if the children go to grandpa, will my son not come back? They will come back. To ba wun yin, e ma ranju mo awon omo yin, won ni ma wa o. Let's go to grandpa. So they say no. It's wisdom. Okay, let's say your grandchildren come, Sammy. You are beating them, you are beating them, you are beating them. Will they come back? If they don't come back, your children will come back. Your children will not come back. Oh. They will say, Daddy, I can call you. I need to see you. I think you here. Who are you? But if their children say, no, we want to go to grandpa, we want to go to grandma, we want to go to grandma. One of my staff, their little children, they took them to the wise man's place. The woman spoiled them, they traveled. The woman spoiled them. When they came to pick their children, they were hiding under the bed. They said they don't want to go again. So they were begging, saying, please. Say they, no, we are not going. We're not going with you. Why not? Ask me what is this, grandma? You know, they see something that is passing. They want to buy. Grandma, we buy for them. Daddy will say, no, that one is not good. Don't eat it. That one will buy for them. So they said, no, we are not going home. He said, what did they say now? They said, grandma will give us what? Is he? Grandma will give us ogi, the money. You are not giving us ogi. Now, you see, he said, listen to me. It's wisdom. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. If I've trained my children, do I want to take their children for them? No. They bring their children and I play with their children, grandchildren. You play with them, you enjoy them, you carry them. The responsibility of them is with their parents. Okay. See, Sister Emiso Kumadewa, that boy, when he was a boy, she would be saying, grandma, let us play ball. Let us play ball. Grandma, let us play ball. Sister Emiso, play ball, play ball, play ball. Grandma. So what I'm saying is they have energy. It is only their parents that can enjoy. We, grandparents, what do? We got, what do you want? What do you not want? What do you want? They want everything. Carry your thing. Save Daniel. God bless you. Come back next time. Carry, go, come back next time. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now look at this. Proverbs 8 from verse 22. I read. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way. Wisdom. God. God possessed wisdom. Before his works of old, what are you doing without wisdom? What decision are you taking without praying for wisdom? This is God. I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. Wisdom. When there was no depth, I was brought forth. When there were no fountain abandoned with water. Before the mountain was settled, before the hill that was brought forth, while as yet he had not made the earth of the field, of the primer dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the cloud above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limits, so that the water would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundation of the earth. Verse 30. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 30. As what? Wait a minute. As what? As what? As what? Master craftsman. That is the spirit of creativity right there. That is the spirit of innovation. That's why we have everything we have in the world today that we're enjoying. Master craftsman. Beside God, God. Now, what is God doing? And was what? Daily what? Daily what? How often should you ask for wisdom? How often should you ask for wisdom? Every day. I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Now, look at it. Verse 31, and this is it. Verse, let's read together. Where is the wisdom rejoicing? Where? Which world? This world. So wisdom is in control. Now, let's see the last one. And my what? Was what? Sons of what? That is why if you ask it, God can never deny you. He said, and my delight was with the sons of men. Wisdom governs the world. Wisdom is the secret of innovation. Wisdom is the secret of everything. Because through wisdom, God created the earth that you are going to play in. Father, we are grateful to you this morning. Lord of heaven, it is not because we cannot be a great nation. It is only because maybe we are not asking for the right thing. Please, oh God, I pray this morning that every leader in this nation grant unto them wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. But I venture some people are looking for how to pay the next bill. Please grant them wisdom. Father in heaven, peradventure some people have issues with relationship. Grant them wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Lord God of heaven. Please, oh God, let our tomorrow be better than today. Father, we bless you. We worship you. We adore you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we rise up to clap for Jesus this morning? Put your hands together for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Put your hands together. Praise the Lord. Please, please, and please. You can write it somewhere in your house. Every day, ask for wisdom. Any step you want to take, ask for wisdom.